Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 326 for Tuesday, March 29th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market advanced on Tuesday as spillover gains in vegetable oil outweighed bearish action in the Canadian currency. Canola was anywhere from $1.90 to $4.60 higher, with the May contract checking in at $477.90 a ton. That's up $3.40. Malaysian palm oil continues to trade higher, building upon yesterday's two-year high. That strength has filtered into other vegetable oil markets, including canola. China and Canada have apparently come to an agreement that will push back proposed changes to dockage allowance on canola imports. The original plan called for China to lower the amount of dockage it accepts on canola imports beginning April 1st, but the new deadline is September 1st. End-user demand remains brisk, which was supportive. However, the Canadian dollar was roughly half a cent higher relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola less attractive to out-of-country buyers. Farmer selling continues to stay brisk, which was bearish for values. Technical resistance has been pegged at $480 a ton for the time being. Crude oil was weaker, which was bearish. Milling, wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat were all higher. Corn was up a cent, with the front-month May contract at $3.72 a bushel. The market continues to position itself ahead of Thursday's USDA prospective plantings report and the quarterly stock numbers. Any big moves before then appears highly unlikely. China has announced plans to abandon the country's corn stockpiling program and subsidize its corn growers instead. Weakness in the U.S. dollar was supportive, however, losses in crude oil were casting some resistance over corn. Soybeans were 6 cents stronger, with the May contract checking in at $9.15 a bushel. The strength in Malaysian palm has given both soy oil and soybeans a lift. U.S. ranchers and feedlot operators continue to demand soy meal for feed. On the bearish side, Argentina's soybean crop is expected to be 500,000 tons bigger than before, and that forecast came from a private brokerage house. Wheat was 5 cents higher, with the May contract at $4.76 a bushel. Prices took strength from concerns that cold weather and dryness could hurt yields in the U.S. southern plains. That's where part of the winter wheat crop emerged prematurely. Weakness in the U.S. dollar also helped prices. Brazil may be looking to bump up their wheat exports by 5.5 million tons, which would be bearish. There are also some ideas Thursday's USDA report could be bearish for the wheat market. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, March 29th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.